News from Unifil. As Unifil deputy spokesperson Candice Ardile drove through the streets of Nakura village, modest signs of recovery became evident compared to her visit in early May. While the destruction from the recent conflict remains visible, local communities have begun clearing rubble in an effort to rebuild their lives after the devastating war.
We're driving through Nakura on the way to Al Mashab, and things look a little bit different from when we were here in May. There's less rubble. People have been cleaning up. They've been removing it. There's even signs of some rebuilding. I've heard that some families have actually moved back to Nakura, understandably, as rents in other towns where they may be staying are quite high and people want to return home. This is what peacekeepers are working to support in different ways, because one of our main goals is to ensure that people can live in security and stability, and that means that people on both sides of the blue line can come back to their homes and to their villages and resume some kind of normalcy after a very abnormal situation that we've seen. Here we're on a road that peacekeepers have helped to clear the rubble from between Nakura and Al Mashab. There was about a kilometer of road that had been blocked, and our peacekeepers supported the Lebanese army in removing the rubble and making sure there was no unexploded ordnance that could harm people. Opening the roadways allows peacekeepers to do our job, to go and patrol and go to our bases and provide logistical support to the peacekeepers who work there. It also allows the Lebanese armed forces to do the same thing. And as a consequence, the people can also go to their towns and villages and check on their homes and try again to clean things up, resume normal life. And this is what peacekeepers are working to support. There's a lot of infrastructure, of course, that has been damaged, and we're working through our liaison mechanisms to deconflict some of the repair operations that might be happening, particularly in sensitive areas close to the blue line. And this also is helping to support people returning to their homes, to their communities, and resuming normal life. And we hope that that will ensure that security and stability will persist, because I think this is what people want. People do not want to see a return to conflict.
UNIFIL peacekeepers recently collaborated with Lebanese security institutions and local women leaders from South Lebanon in three events to promote women's role in security and post-conflict recovery. On 22 and 23 July, 19 Lebanese Armed Forces officers and soldiers joined a UNIFIL-led gender training co-organized with the Imam Sadr Foundation. On 24 July, Spanish peacekeepers hosted a workshop for officers from the Internal Security Forces and General Security, featuring experience sharing from Spain's Civil Guard. On 26 July, Republic of Korea peacekeepers hosted 150 local women to discuss post-conflict recovery. Lebanese psychotherapists, supported by UNIFIL psychiatrists, led five group sessions. Addressing the gathering, UNIFIL Head Major General Abanyara said, "Today is not only a celebration of your presence, but also an acknowledgement of your essential role in peace recovery and social cohesion." UNIFIL Indian peacekeepers have launched a vaccination campaign in Shibaa to protect livestock from foot and mouth disease. The campaign, which started on 24 July, aims to vaccinate over 25,000 animals and support local shepherds across the area. This effort contributes to sustainable rural development and reflects UNIFIL's commitment to community health and animal care. On 25 July, UNIFIL French peacekeepers hosted an explosive ordnance disposal seminar, bringing together specialists from various UNIFIL contingents, including Italy, Spain, China, and Cambodia, as well as the UN Mine Action Service. the session focused on sharing knowledge, showcasing equipment, and strengthening coordination among peacekeepers. It also reflected strong international cooperation within UNIFIL and contributed to enhancing future clearance operations to better protect civilians. Since the cessation of hostilities agreement of November 2024, UNIFIL peacekeepers have been supporting the Lebanese armed forces in clearing unexploded ordnance to ensure the safe return of civilians to their villages across South Lebanon.